And they gathered a company and set all the city in an uproar. They assaulted the house of Jason. They came against the house of Jason, and they sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." Well, if they're already turning the world upside down, how are they going to stop them? But they're trying. "Whom Jason hath received." Jason's received them into his house. "And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go." Amen. I just want to preach for a little while upon a subject simply entitled, "That Church." That church. Praise the Lord. I like what some people have said in the past when we've done outreach and we've won people and they come into the church and they begin to share with us the reason they came and the reason they stayed and the reason they're here. And I remember particular testimonies, and one of which the person said, "Well, I just kind of cut to the chase with God before I ever even knew there was a landmark. I asked God, I said, 'Lord, let's cut to the chase and help me, if you will, to find the originals.'" He said, "I don't want to go through the layers, and I don't have all that time." And he said, "But let me find the originals, the ones that believe it like it was in when it originally started." And this is where God led them. And this is where they received the Holy Ghost. This is where they were baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And so this is that church. And that's what I want to preach about a little bit here tonight. Again, I want to thank everybody here for being a part of that church. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's help. Master, we call upon the name of Jesus, seek the favor and the face of God. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in the name of the Lord. And everybody shouted amen. God bless you as you're seated just now. The book of Acts is simply that. The actions of the apostles, the disciples, and it's the followers of Jesus Christ. If we could follow them wholeheartedly, we will never be lost, because they had the word from God. Amen. Paul and his bunch turned up the heat when they decided to camp out at Jason's house in Thessalonica. Jason got in a little trouble for it from Caesar's bunch, but nonetheless, he let them come into his house. So they were spreading the same gospel that Peter started on the day of Pentecost, and the religious world didn't like it then. And that's no new news, because they don't really care for it even now. Paul was turning the world upside down with the gospel. What religion failed to do, Jesus was successfully getting done. Amen. We need to go to the apostles. We need to go to the disciples. We need to go to the words of Jesus to understand and be a part of that church. Because I promise you, just a few steps away from this building and off this property, you're going to hear everything under the sun about who we are. Amen. That we had a young lady visit this morning, and she loved it. And she said, "I visit here from another state often." And she let us know that every time I come to Lexington, I look for a Pentecostal church, and I've not been able to find one. And she said, she told someone that this particular time, and when she was visiting Lexington, and they told her, they said, "I know where there's a Pentecostal church." She said, "You do?" She said, they said, "Yeah, it's on Old 64. It's called Landmark." Now, I have to tell you, it is totally Spanish. And you know what she said? She said, "Well, I'm just going to visit anyway. At least I can feel the Holy Ghost if I don't understand what they're saying." And she was here this morning. what to do. I mean, you know, we passed out 150 million flyers. We're preaching our guts out, and people are telling other people that we're totally Spanish and nothing else. Amen. And so, and you hear other things. You hear words like cult. You hear that people are calling us a cult that don't even know what a cult is. I was listening to gospel radio when we had a gospel station here years ago. I was listening, and it was literally a person I was teaching home Bible study to. They had called this radio station, and it was one of those times that you call and ask questions, and they answer your questions. And this lady called. I heard her voice. I knew exactly who it was. Some of you would, too, if I told you. I'm not going to tell you. But she said, I'm visiting a church, and I'm taking a Bible study from them, and I'm quite concerned as to if it's a cult or not. And so the guy that answered the question helped us out, and he said, well, it's called a church. And she said, yes. And he said, are they preaching about Jesus Christ? She said, yes. The Bible study, is it about the Bible? She said, yes. He said, well, there is no way possible that it can be a cult. And so I prayed her through to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And she's been baptized in Jesus' name. And so, you know, the feelings and the words that are going out and things like that, they know where we are. They just really haven't quite caught on totally about who we are. Amen. Because these people have come and they are turning the world upside down, and religion doesn't know what to do with us. But what they're going to have to come to a conclusion about is the fact that we are that church, the one that started on the day of Pentecost, the one that came in with a fire, and we're not going out in a holy smoke. Amen. It came in with a fire, and that's the way we will leave. Amen. And they were spreading that same gospel. Amen. Did you know that Jason was a Romanized form of the name Jesus? You mean Jesus had disciples in his house in Thessalonica? Well, in certain terms, that's exactly right. Romans tried to hide it. When Jesus gets people in his house that are doers of the word, the world gets turned upside down and inside out. They still try to hide him in the book of Romans. However, you can't get to the book of Romans till you go through the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 tells us, amen. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in that one place. Amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. We know that when you're filled with the Holy Ghost that you're going to speak in tongues. Amen. The religious world don't know what to do with that. Well, I'm going to tell them the best thing to do with it is to be filled with it. I'm not here tonight to blast the religious world. I thank God for what every religion does if it's going to make our society better. But we want to take it just another notch. We don't want to just make our society better. We want our society saved. We want them born again of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not the only one that believes this. The United Pentecostal Church is not the only organization that believes this. But we are circling the globe with this, and the world is being turned upside down as I speak to you. Amen. Now, when Carson gets back and he shares all the good stuff that happened in Bangladesh and their meetings and what have you, amen, you act like you didn't hear it from me. But I got the word, amen, in one of their meetings. In just one of their meetings, 17 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that not awesome? On the other side of the world, while we're having revival here, they're having revival there. While you're sleeping in your bed, fast asleep, somebody's receiving the Holy Ghost on the other other side of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And while we're having church, they're fast asleep in their beds over there. But God is moving in this world in a supernatural way, in a great way, a powerful way. Amen. So, amen. It's true. It's happening. It's on fire. This is that church. It was prophesied by the prophet Joel in chapter 2, Joel 2 and 28. Amen. Where it said, it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Hallelujah. Amen. It came to pass in Acts chapter 2. And verse number 16, where the word of the Lord said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In other words, it was prophesied, it came to pass, and there's the word of God to prove it. And it's still happening today, that the word of God is going forth. Amen. People are being born again, ladies and gentlemen, of the water and of the Spirit. By the hundreds each and every week, by the thousands each and every hour. Hallelujah. And this is that day, and this is that church. The fire's still falling, and the Holy Ghost is greater than ever. I'm sorry, but you're not going to find polar bears in the pulpit and icebergs in the pew here. Amen. We're on fire for the glory of God. Amen. And we're not cookie cutters. People worship God differently. People move differently. People pray differently. Amen. But we're here to make a noise, and we're here to do our best until Jesus comes. I feel sorry for those churches that let their oil go out and have no desire to refill their lamps while there's time and while there's chance. And while there's opportunity, I told you a lady called this morning, probably be with us, I think, Tuesday night. Amen. I don't know, but when she gets here, she's going to find the Holy Ghost. She started weeping when I told her. I said, speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. She said, hallelujah. I wanted to hear that. I needed to hear that. And I've got to feel that. I said, well, we already love you at Landmark, and so you just get here. She said, I'm coming. I said, I'm glad you've made my day. We can't let our conscience be seared with a hot iron. We can't become reprobate. That's where the Spirit of God can't move on us. That's where we can't feel conviction. That's where we can't be moved by the Spirit and touched by the Holy Ghost. We don't want to ever get to that place. We must not believe a lie and be damned. Every day, the future for Landmark is reborn in our hearts. Every day, the future is reestablished and it's reformed in our spirits. We have found our possessions. Now, let us take time and be possessed by what we have found. Amen. You do not get where we have gotten with self-centered people. We have that giving church. We have that living it church, that loving it church, and the people that are humble to the bone, passion-powered people, and hard-working, put-your-hand-to-the-plow kind of people. People with humility, amen. They don't think less of themselves. They just think of themselves less. I'll tell you another notable thing about humility. It'll get you an audience with the King. Praise God. Let me tell you something about Jerusalem. The reason Jerusalem is so favored of God is because Joshua invaded it one day, and according to Judges, he took it over, and then when he took it over, he set it on fire. I'm just here to say, Davidson County, we are here, and we're not going away. Amen. Sin, take a back seat. The apostolics are here. The Lord will take over, and we will set this city on fire. We've got deep convictions about affecting our world with this gospel. This church would be ashamed to leave this world without doing anything for the kingdom of God. Someone said, hurting people hurt other people. And so you're in a place where you can heal, so you can help other people rather than hurt other people because you're hurting. We have learned at Landmark that none of us is as smart or as strong as all of us. You're my brother. You are my sister. take each other by the hand. We're going to reap what God has for us to reap. We're going to sow what God has. But the harvest is white and the harvest is ripe. The reapers may be few, but we've got the grit. We've got the guts and we've got the determination. Fortitude will fill us with faith and a Father that is with us to the end of the world. We are that church. Amen. To those searching for a quick fix, we may have little relevance to you. Amen. The Lord is searching for people willing to plant the fields that lead to harvest. Sometimes it can take a while for a seed to be sown. Sometimes it can take a while for a seed to be grown. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we have patience. Amen. We have absolute patience with whosoever will. Let them come and drink of the water freely. Amen. So we recognize the church, and we're here to acknowledge the church. Amen. Where most of us spend the greater part of our lives preparing it to be very holy and fertile ground. The cycle is set, the harvest is here, and this is the church. We're not pretending, we are contending. Amen. We're not fearful, we're full of faith, and we're believing God. Amen. I remember a friend of mine not long ago, we reunited, got together, and he reminded me of an incident that took place in outreach when we were teenagers. And literally, he knocked on the door. The man acknowledged himself as a preacher. And when my friend began to tell him what we believe, the preacher cussed him out and just let him hold it. And he said, blankety blank, he said, those apostolic people, he said, I am so sick of your Acts and your 238s. That's what he said. In other words, he was looking at it as if it's something that could shoot you and it's something that could hack you up. Amen. No, this is something that will fill you and this is something that will lift you up. This is the Word of God. I don't know where you're from and I don't know what you've heard and I don't know what you're so ill about. I don't know what you're so mad about. But if you could get glad about what we're trying to share with you this evening, I'll tell you this. It will set your fields on fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts 2:38 lets us know the gospel according to the Word of God. Acts chapter 2. Amen. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. How? In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We will never know the value of moments until they become memories. How many of you remember the moment that you received the Holy Ghost? The moment you were baptized in that wonderful name. Don't you ever forget that moment, because there's a value in that memory. Because if we can keep that moment fresh, then we're going to be fresh into the kingdom of God when the rapture takes place. In that moment and in that twinkling of an eye, when the Lord comes for the church of the living God, gravity's going to lose its pull, and we're going to go home to be with Jesus, and then we shall see Him face to face. Amen. You need the church. And I'm going to tell you something else, and this is the gospel truth. I know you need the church, but understand this and understand this deeply. Amen. No matter who you are here tonight, no matter what your name is or what your pedigree is, I want you to understand that the church needs you. You may have woke up this morning feeling like it doesn't, but I'm telling you it does. And if anybody or anything tells you anything different, that's a lie from the pits of hell. Amen. You wouldn't be here tonight if the church didn't need you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Only God has seen the acts of kindness that you've displayed. Only God has seen the times that you've given and nobody saw it. Only God has seen the sacrifices that you've made and when you didn't have it to make. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that's why God is saying, I need that. I need that spirit in my house. I need that spirit in my church. And I'm telling you right now, it will not go unrewarded. And God will get you for that. He will bless you for that. Hallelujah. It's coming your way. Your faith is going to find you out. And God's going to bless you for that. The anointing's going to break the yoke, and the anointing's going to tear down strongholds in your life. Don't you give up now. Don't you even think about giving up. Amen. Don't cop attitude now. Don't cop a bad spirit now. No, not when God is ready to give you what He's always wanted to give you and what you've always had faith that you knew He could give you. I am feeling in the Holy Ghost right now that somebody is getting ready to turn a new page. And you're getting ready to see things in your life you have never seen, ever seen from God. Hallelujah. And if I want you to feel like it's you right now. And I want you to lift your hands and praise God for it. I want you to trust God for it. Hallelujah. You're not here just soaking up space. Oh, no, you're not. Hallelujah. God's got His hand on you. God's got His Spirit in you. And He's got His anointing right here, right now. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right, I could call names. It's so clear to me. Amen. He saw it. He saw it. He was right there when you did it. He's prevailing on it right now. Amen. And when you bless others, it will not go unrecognized by God. And He saw it. And He is ready to bless you. And you're getting ready to turn a new page. Hallelujah. Let me just prophesy for a moment and say, your finances is getting ready to see something astronomical. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to tell us, I had no idea it was going to come from that direction. I had no idea it was going to happen that way. But here it is, and I give God the glory for it. My. Hallelujah. We need the church, and the church needs you. Stop trying to qualify. Hallelujah. You don't get good to get God. You got to get God, then you get good. And you have patience with God because He had patience with you. Hallelujah. And let God do His work. Praise the Lord. Let God do His thing. Let God work it. Let God move it. Let Him cut away. Let Him add to. Give Him time. Hallelujah. Setbacks, setups, hiccups, all kind of ups and downs and all arounds. Amen. That's the way it works. But you just stay there. You find a place and stand your ground and watch God make something like you have never beheld. Hallelujah. He has worked a boatload of miracles at Landmark. And you and I, we may as well be one of them. Somebody say, yeah. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. And you could be the very next one. And if you're not, I'm going to tell you right now, you're certainly in line. Somebody ought to feel the pull to something more powerful than this old worn out world. The devil wants the airways. He wants the highways. He wants the byways. He wants to bring you to a low way and a down and out way. In short, the devil wants to minimize what God wants to maximize. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The paralysis that confines us to small spiritual places is often rooted in fear. Fueled by those closest to us, the people you love are sometimes guilty of encouraging us to live in anti-spiritual mode. Amen. It can happen. It's the people you love the most that can hurt you the hardest. You say, why is that? Because if you don't love anybody, it don't matter what they say. But it matters what people that love you say. And that's how they hurt you the most. Amen. Praise God. Let's love God the most because He would never hurt you. Your eternity is not about anyone but you. It's your eternity. It's your walk with God. It's your relationship with the Lord. Amen. Here's what I don't want to. I don't want the devil to steal this next level I was just preaching about, because I've felt that in the Holy Ghost. There is another level God is getting ready to take somebody. I'm telling you, I see the page just being flipped. Amen. And I don't want anybody to miss it. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the church, and the Holy Ghost is here to help you. In a world where there are no absolutes, I'm here to tell you, Jesus is completely absolute. Amen. He's your healer, hope, help. He's your fire. He's your cloud by day, water when you're thirsty. He's your food when you're hungry. Amen. He's first, last, Alpha, Omega, beginning, the end, King of kings, Lord of lords, soon coming king. He's our conquering king. He's our king of everything. Amen. No problem too big for God. Nothing He cannot solve. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the day that I didn't just see that, but I did that. Amen. I repented. I was baptized in His name for the remission of my sins. I'm not hiding that under a rock. Not when it was the rock that did that for me. Amen. Filled me with the Holy Ghost. Spoke in tongues like a Chinaman. Hallelujah. Didn't understand a word I was saying, but the Holy Ghost was moving. I remember 17 years old when I got the Holy Ghost. When I came to my right mind, I was stepping out of Joel's place. And I was pointing my finger in the devil's face like this. This is how I was speaking in tongues. And it dawned on me, I was giving the devil what for? Because, man, he had given me what for? I know I was only 17, but a lot of water went under the bridge, buddy. And I was just giving it to him, man. And I've been trying to give it to him ever since. I want to renew my Holy Ghost tonight. I want to stir up the gift of God within me. I want the Holy Ghost to know. I want God to know. Lord, been some terrible glitches. Been some terrible things. Maybe some horrible things in our lives. And maybe this and that and the other. And stuff that comes in like a whirlwind. Knocks you off your feet. But Lord, when the dust settles, I'm still here. Holy Ghost, I just need a little something. I just need something. Tonight to take me to that place where I can wake up in the morning with expectation, that I can wake up again in the morning with longing, I can wake up in the morning with vision, trust, passion. Hallelujah. I want somebody to rejoin that church. You're not going to sign anything. There's no cards, there's no folders, and there's no cabinets and shelves. It's only your heart, your spirit, your mind, your soul. Hallelujah. I want somebody to join with me in the church. I want us to be that church. I just want us to be that church. That church. The people with the made up mind and that grit, gut determination. Sinking our teeth into it. Letting the gift of God be stirred in our lives. Shaking us and making us. Moving us and motivating us. Giving us hope and giving us help. Giving us strength and giving us anointing. I want to be that church. Don't you hold back anything, because you're no less than anyone else here. I'm no better than anyone else here. The ground is level at the base of the cross. You call on your God. I'll call on our God. Let's call on God together. And let's receive what we need from the Lord tonight. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. God bless this young lady. God bless her right now. Reaching, touching, believing. God bless our young people. God bless our moms and dads. There's people tonight being blessed of God, strengthened by the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yeah.
No place I'd rather be.
My.
Oh. Set a fire down in my soul.
Yeah.